Shalom Aleichem. This is the second and final shiur on the Inyanim of Lashon Hara. So last week we spoke about the Yisoidus of Lashon Hara and the Yisoidus of Te'elas, and today I want to, you know, be mamshech and bring it more halach l'maisa, just to give a 30-second overview of what we said last week. We said there's two dinim of Lashon Hara. One din of Lashon Hara is saying divrei gnai, even if it's not going to impact the person. Second din of Lashon Hara is saying something, even if it's not a gnai, but it will be mafsid someone. Both of them are aser, but there's a major nafkamina. The first type of Lashon Hara, if you're not impacting someone, so it's more like bin adam l'makam, then it's mutter for any te'elas. Any te'elas, it's mutter to say. It's not called a rachel. You're not called a rachel. But if the Lashon Hara will actually be mazik someone, hurt them, then there's no stam heter of te'elas. The heter would be rather Lafrushim Yisura, Avedin Shtin L'Nafshe, only if the person you're talking about is being over Isser and he's hurting someone, so then you could say Lashon Hara about him and be mafsid him to prevent him from being mazik others. And with this, we could explain why the Chavetz Chaim, in a number of cases, says that the Lashon Hara is only mutter if the problem that you're coming to fix is a major problem. So, for example, by a chassan, if a chassan has a chassaran atzim, then you'll add a tail to the kala, a major chassaran. But if it's only a small chassaran, like chalosh betivai, then there's no heter to say it to the kala. And the same thing is by a partner. If the partner is a minor chassaran, you can't say it over to another potential partner. So the question is that the Chavetz Chaim says that even by a minor mum, that you're not allowed to say over, but you're not allowed to lechatchila golem b'matzia such a shidduch, because it's lefne iver l'sita mechshol. So if you know about the shidduch, it's aser to go and tell the kala about the problem, but lechatchila to read such a shidduch, you're not allowed to do because l'mais it's a mechshol. So the obvious question is, if this minor, quote unquote minor problem, is enough of a problem to be called a mechshol, that you're over lefne iver l'sita mechshol midaraisa, then shouldn't it be enough of a problem to be considered a te'elas, to be mater, the Isra of Lashon Hara? So I think according to what we're saying, it's very good that since in order to be mater, the Isra of Lashon Hara, it has to be that that because of the mum, the chassan is being over Gneivas Das, he's doing something wrong by not disclosing the mum, that's the only heter to allow you to be mazik him and say Lashon Hara about him. So therefore, the mum has to rise to the level of Gneivas Das. Not every mum, there's a whole sugya about it in the Gemara, not every time a seller sells something, just because the thing has a minor mum, lav dafka, he's over Gneivas Das by not disclosing the mum. It has to be a major mum. And then the Gemara goes through many cases, exactly what's called a mum for Gneivas Das. So therefore, it's very good. If the chassan has a minor mum, so the fact that he's not disclosing it to the kala does not make him be over Gneivas Das. So then it's aser to say Lashon Hara, even though it's not a problem and it would be considered a mechshol for lifnei iver. However, if it's a major chassaran, then the chassan is being over Gneivas Das, which means the chassan is being over Gneivas Das by not disclosing, so then you could be mafsid the chassan to prevent him from being over Gneivas Das. Now, there's a major kash over here, which is you know, very relevant to how we apply these halachas. And that is, like we mentioned last week, practically speaking, most of the times when someone is going to want to say Lashon Hara te'elas, the hefzid that's going to come out of this Lashon Hara is not going to be actual hezek. The person you're talking about is not going to get physically hurt. He's probably not going to get money stolen from him. He's probably likely won't get embarrassed or tsar, it will be that he's just losing an opportunity that he would otherwise try to get. So, like this case of a chassan, right? The chassan is not entitled to marry this kala. He's entitled to make an attempt. The kala is not mechayev to marry him. So, and same thing is if you say that you know, someone's going to a restaurant and you tell them, by the way, that's it's not a good way, the food's not so good. the restaurant is not entitled to this sale. They are trying to get it, and you know, it's within the customer's right to do whatever he wants. So why would it be called a hezek? If I'm saying that the chassan, I'm telling the kala, by the way, don't go out with this chassan, why is that called that I'm mazik the chassan? The kala is allowed to do whatever she wants, and I'm helping the kala decide. And just to bring out the point a little starker, there's a case that the place can talk about. If, let's say, someone is in a store, he's walking by the aisles of the shopping cart, and he sees an MP3 player, he puts it in his shopping cart, and he's waiting online to buy it. Now, someone else is in the store, and he also sells MP3 players, so he goes over to the guy and say, by the way, I see you bought this MP3 player. I also sell MP3 players. I have much better ones, and they're much cheaper. You should buy it by me. So the guy says, okay, he puts it back in his cart, and he buys it by this person. So the halacha is that this intruder is over the isser of ani mahapich b'charara. So even though the sale wasn't made yet, and the seller is not, you know, not really entitled to that sale yet, but since they sort of already agreed on the sale because the customer put it in the shopping cart, so the sale was already set to take place. So it's awesome for someone else to come and take away that sale. It wouldn't be Geneva de Raisa, but it would be awesome in the Rabbanim. You're taking away a sale that someone's supposed to get. However, what happens if this intruder, we'll call him, he doesn't sell tape recorders. He has nothing. he doesn't sell MP3 players. He has nothing to gain from it. But he's a friend of this customer, and he tells him, by the way, I see you're buying this, you're trying to buy this MP3 player. Well, Walmart has a major sale on them, and they're much better, and they're cheaper, so why don't you buy there? So the guy says, oh, thank you very much for helping me. And he puts it back and goes to Walmart. Is that friend over the isser of ani mahapach b'charar? So I've seen a number of places can talk about this. I saw Reb Dave Kahn talks about this, and they say that in that case there wouldn't be a sort of ani mahapach b'charar, because just like the customer himself, even after he puts it in the cart, has every right to go and decide, change his mind and say, I'd rather buy it by Walmart. So if this intruder is, all he's trying to do is helping his friend, so basically he's a shliach for the friend. Just like the friend is allowed to do research even after the MP3 player is in his cart, he's allowed to start doing research, calling up people to find out if maybe he can get something better, and then he can change his mind to go elsewhere. So this friend is just doing this on his behalf because he doesn't know to do research, so he's helping him. So if you're doing it on his behalf, so just like the customer himself could do it, why can't the friend do it? And just to bring out the point a little more, what happens if the guy's wife calls him up while he's on the phone and tells him, oh, you're buying MP3 player, it's cheaper in Walmart. Hayal al das, that'll be awesome for the wife to tell her husband that you should buy it somewhere else. And the heter won't be because ishta kagufai. The heter will be is because the wife is just trying to help her husband. She's not trying to take anything away from the seller for herself. So it comes out, it could be the same exact, and then this question has another case where if someone's waiting for a bus, he's in the bus stop, he's waiting for the bus. So if a taxi passes by and says, oh, why don't you come with me? So then it'll be asr, anu mahapach l'charara. You're taking away business from the bus. But what happens if a friend passes by and says, oh, I'm going to Bnei Brak. Why don't you come with me? So then Zok the Pesachayshin we mutter. So it's the same exact mice you're doing. But if you're doing it, if you're a taxi and you're doing it for yourself, so basically you're trying to take away the money that the bus company is set to get. You're trying to take it for yourself. But if I'm not trying to take it away, I'm just trying to help out the customer. So just like the customer is not mechuyev to go on the bus if he's waiting online to go on the bus, he can go somewhere else. So I am his shliach. I'm doing it for him. I'm helping him. So I could do whatever he could do. So based on that, it's very schwer that Why is it called mazik? Why am I being mazik the chassan when I'm telling the kala not to get married to the chassan? Just like the chassan himself is mutter to try to find out. He can go out on 10 dates and try to grill the kala to see if maybe he doesn't want to get married. He could do whatever he wants to try to, you know, to try to avoid the shidduch. So why can't someone else help him do that? Why is that called that you're being mazik the chassan? So the pshat seems to be that there's a svara. The Chafetz Chaim holds in these cases there's a svara of my chazas, and he says the svara really benigeya the, you know, this case where of talking negatively about a potential partner in Klal Tess of Cotton Bays. And he says it also in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Vav, in Barmaim Chaim, Sufkan Lamed. I'll just read from the Lashon. He says, Kol Iker Taima, the Tzarech Lachish La'Cherim. The whole reason why you're supposed to look out for someone is because you have to learn Chalaitha. So you're trying to help out this Kala. Very nice. You're trying to help her out by telling her about this chesaron of the chassid. However, he says, if you're going to make the chassid also lose, you're helping the chassid, but you're also making the kala lose out. So you should not say it. Right? Well, just like you're supposed to look after the chassan, you're also supposed to look after the kala. The MK, my chazas, the dama de zeh soimik tfei. Why do you think that this person's blood is stronger? Dama dama de zeh soimik tfei. Maybe the other person's blood is more red, is more valuable. Which is really a borrowed term from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that if someone tells someone that he has to kill a guy comes and tells Reuven that you have to, if you don't kill Shimon, I'm going to kill you. So Allah is Reuven, it's also for Reuven to kill Shimon, because the Gemara says, my chazis, who said, why is your blood more valuable than his blood? It's equal, so therefore there's no heter to kill someone to save yourself. All mitzvahs are mutter from Koch Nefesh. But this issue of killing someone is not deichem denkuch nefesh, because they cancel out. His life cancels out with your life, so therefore there's no kuch nefesh. The same thing here. The imkain chayzer lav derechilas amakaymai. The lav derechilas goes back, meaning the whole. Okay, any match pirush was asman hedrin v'shev meila shev al tasadif. So what the Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying is that even when you're not, again, the kasha was, l'chaira, you're telling the chassan about even a minor problem. Even if it's a minor problem, you're telling the kala about a minor problem with the chassan, so it's not called the imazikim. The Chafetz Chaim seems to be saying, ein hachanami, itaka not really being mazikim. However, l'maisa, it's a divrei gnai, and for divrei gnai, we said that you need a heter of talis. So you're going to say, and any talus is good, right? So you'll say, yeah, okay, it's a talus, the mice, even if it's a small talus is a talus. But Zakta Chavetz Chaim, this is not called a talus, because the benefit to the kala cancels out with the loss of the chassan. So Mela is no talus. So now, ain't a chanami not being mazikin. You're doing it on his behalf, that's not called, you're doing it on behalf of the kala, that's not called being mazik the chassan. But you have a different problem. That it's not a ta'alis. And even when you're not being mazik someone, you still need a ta'alis to say the Lashon Hara, epis ta'alis. And here there's no ta'alis, because the ta'alis of the kala cancels out with the chassid. And I think it's pashit that this isser of my chazis is only predicated on the fact that you need a ta'alis. Meaning, just like the Chavetz Chaim tells through the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Sanhedrin, if Reuven would end up killing Shimon, he wouldn't be over the Isser of Maichazis. He's over the Isser of Ritzicha. But it happens to be that he's trying, but one might say that maybe there's a heter of Ritzicha to save yourself. So we say, no, the Svar of Maichazis says that this is not, you know, it's not called saving someone, because the life of one cancels out, and merely back to the Isser of Ritzicha. So here also, the Chavetz Chaim says, V'im kein chayzer lav de rechilas. The Svar of Maichazis takes away the talus, and merely back to rechilas. But it'll come out a major chiddush according to this, that what happens if what I'm saying is not a divrei gnai at all? So for example, I'm saying that this restaurant, so I know Reuven's going to a restaurant, and I tell him, by the way, this restaurant is crowded. It's not a divrei gnai at all to say that a restaurant is crowded. In fact, it's even a shvach about the restaurant. But l'maisa, I know if I tell Reuven that the restaurant's crowded, he's not going to go there. So someone might say, oh, you're being mazik the restaurant. But according to what we're saying, it comes out of be mutter. Because this is not called you're being mazik the restaurant. Because Reuven has every right to go to whichever restaurant he wants, and you're just doing it, you're his shliach, you're doing his behalf, so you're not being mazik the restaurant. The only problem might be is that you're saying Lashon Hara. Stamba, you're not being mazik someone, but you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara even if you're not being mazik someone. You're not allowed to say Divrei Gnai. And if it's Lashon Hara, then you have to come on to the Heter of Te'alas, any Te'alas. And Zakta Chavetz Chaim, this is not a Te'alas because we have to look at the whole picture. And Te'alas 1 cancels out. Now, Schengen, if you're saying the restaurant is crowded, it's not a Divrei Gnai in the first place. So you don't have to come on to Bechlal to the Heter of Te'alas. And mainly the fact that there's a Svar of Maichazis is not relevant because you don't need a Heter of Te'alas. So again, to say the restaurant is crowded, again, we said there's always two Dinam of Lashon Hara. There's Isser to say Divrei Gnai and there's Isser to be mafsid someone. So Lagabe being mafsid the restaurant, it's not a Hefsid because you have a Svar of that you're a Shliach. And Lagabi Divrei Gnai, it's Bechal not Divrei Gnai to say a restaurant is crowded. So it would come out L'chor that is mutter. And that is, in fact, what I saw B'Shem. Rabban Shafran writes such a thing. And I saw same Indian from Chaim Shmuel Zev Rotkin, Shlita Zolar Habin, Arifua Shalema Bekarev. He says such a thing, and Avram Gnachovsky is mitzaded, but he seems to be not like that. They all seem to be saying, in different cases, where I'm saying something about a store that's not Divrei Gnai. For example, I tell someone, by the way, this store is expensive. And they're not being over and over. If they're over and over, so then you're saying a Divrei Gnai, so then you have to know if we mutter, and it often would be mutter. But they're just talking about a simple case where this store is expensive. They're not being over in it's a more high-end store. Maybe there's in this town there's only one store, and so they're not being over in. But Lamaisa, you're going over and telling someone that, by the way, this store is very expensive, you can get it much cheaper somewhere else. So they say it'll be mutter, because I'm not being mazik that store. I'm just, like we said, helping the customer, that's not called being mazik the store, and it's not Divrei Gnai. So even though there might not be a te'elus, because the te'elus of the store can't sell the customer, but you don't need that to tell us, it's not a Divrei Gnai to say that a store is expensive. In fact, maybe it's even a shvach, because obviously the store is doing something right if he's able to maintain a store that's expensive. So you know, it might even be the other way. If you say the store is very cheap, that might be a Divrei Gnai. You know, maybe the guy doesn't know what he's doing. Or people, obviously it's not such a attractive store if he has to keep his prices so cheap. So, so Mela, many Paiskim say, feel that in this case, it would be mutter. I've seen Paiskim that are chaylik, I would say the Iker. I saw B'Shem Reb Hillel Zaks that he feels it would be Asr, but it doesn't seem like he holds it would be Asr at Lashon Hara. He shall sue the Gemara Marim Vametzia, that about a shliach intervening and so based on this Gemara Mamatsia, Rav Hilzak wants to say that there will be an iser of al timna toiv mibailov to mix in such a case. Meaning, it doesn't seem like he holds it would be lashon hara for the reasons we explained. Nevertheless, there is a musig of al timna toiv mibailov. If someone is you know, if two people are set to go along with an agreement and they're both happy with it, there's a din of al timna toiv mibailov, don't mix in and just try to benefit one against the other. Why would you benefit one against the other? You should just keep out. So it wouldn't be lashon hara, it would be al timna toiv mibailov, which is much more kal, obviously. However, it seems like, you know, these paiskim that I've brought down, they feel that there should not be al timna toiv mibailov. And even Rav Hilzak, I think, would likely agree in many cases that there would not be a din al timna toiv mibailov. And just in his example, you know, let's say in this case where the restaurant is crowded. So you know he doesn't like crowded restaurants. And the only reason why he's going there is because he has no clue that this restaurant is crowded. And once he gets there, he's not going to be happy with it. It's just that he already slept out a half an hour to the restaurant, so he's not going to leave. So it would be hard to say that there's al timna toiv mibailov. Al timna toiv mibailov is when two people are doing a transaction together and they're both happy with it. So don't try to mix in and make him not happy and tell him, oh, by the way, you can get it better somewhere else. Here, the two people that are doing this transaction, one of them is not happy with the transaction. When he gets to the restaurant, he's not going to be happy that it's crowded. So it's just that right now he's happy because he has no clue that it's not crowded. So you tell, so that would very hard to hear that should be al timna toiv mibailov. You're just letting him know a little earlier when he can do something about it. So and the same thing would be by shidduchim. You know, when you have a minor chesaron that's not a chesaron atzam, so again, if it's a gnai, so just to give a recap, if it's a gnai, so then you need a heter of te'elis. So then zakta chavetz chayim, that's not a te'elis. Stam chesaron is not a te'elis. Because it's my chazas. What's why do you look out for the chasim more than the kal? It's not a ta'alas, and may will be asked to say unless it's a major chazar, and then the chasim being over gnev stas, then we mutter. But if the thing that you're saying about the kal is not a divrei gnai, you're just saying she happens to be a little more outgoing, a little quieter, you know, whatever it is. You know, obviously that's something you have to speak over with someone to know exactly if something is a gnai or not. It's very subjective. It's sometimes hard to figure out if something is a gnai or not. But if it's not a gnai, it's just a metzias. You know, she's a little more like this, more like that. So then it's the b'chal na lashon hara. You don't need a hetter of talis. Now it could be you might have a inyan of al timna toiv mibailov. Don't mix in, but in most cases, it will be shver to say that it's din al timna toiv mibailov, because if you know the chassan is dafka wants someone that's more outgoing or not, so he's going to get married and he's going to know about this problem and he's not going to be happy with it. So that's not l'chayr al timna toiv mibailov. Al timna toiv mibailov is when two people are happy with it, don't mix in. He's not going to be happy. It just will take him 6 months to find out about it. So all these cases will be mutter. So just to give a recap on everything we discussed, because there's many different nuances and cases and how they interplay. So just want to give a short recap here. I also made a chart which hopefully we could send out to the participants. but basically, it comes out like this, that, you know, sort of you have to weigh, whenever you're coming to say Lashon Hara, you have to weigh the sort of the benefits of the Lashon Hara, you have to weigh two things. What is the impact you're going to have on the person you're talking to? And what is the negative impact? And what, if any, is going to be the positive impact on the person you're talking to? And you have to weigh these two things. And the way you weigh it is that if, so we say it like this, if you're going to be mazik, the person you're talking to, it's going to be a real hezek, which, like we said, is not so common to have a real hezek. But, you know, that could be you're embarrassing someone, that would have a real hefset. So then, it's not us. It's never mutter to be mazik someone for the benefit of someone else. The only heter would be is if that person that you're talking about is being over an iser that you're coming to prevent, and you have a heter lafrusha misur. So that would be if you're mazik them. If you're not, if the other end of the spectrum is when you're saying lashon hara and it's going to have no impact at all on the person you're talking to, at all, it won't. No minis ravach, no hefzid, nothing, no impact whatsoever. So then, still also to say lashon hara, but any talis would be mutter. Lashon hara talis is mutter. And then we have the middle case, which probably 90% of the cases will fall into, is that the lashon hara will have an impact on the person you're talking to, but it won't be an actual hezek. It will be a minis ravach, preventing him from an opportunity. All the cases of Shaduchim are like that, talking about stores and all that. So then we have this middle case, and we say like this. If it's a divrei gnai, so then it's be'etzem lashon hara, you need a ta'elis. And the problem is that it's very hard to have a ta'elis here because the ta'elis of the chassan is going to be canceled out with the ta'elis of the kala. So it will be very hard to have a ta'elis there. And you would need either that the mum is so great that the chassan is being over gneivas das, and then it's always mutter. Or you could have some other ways to make it to Ellis. And there's actually, you know, a couple of haterim that the Chavetz Chaim goes through that apply to this specific case. In this specific case, again, all I need is a ta'elis. I don't need that the chassan is doing an avla. I just need a ta'elis. The problem just is I have a technical problem that the ta'elis of one cancels out the other. So there's a couple of theorem that are said in this specific case when you have this sort of technical problem. And we'll just go through that. I'll just go through them quickly. For example, the Chavetz Chaim says that if the person you're talking to is a Talmud Chacham, so then we say that there's a din you're allowed to look out for a Talmud Chacham, and therefore the Talmud Chacham's Te'elis overrides the Te'elis of the other person. The Chavetz Chaim is mitzadet. It seems like he's not like that, that if the person you're talking to is your relative, so then his Te'elis overrides the other person's Te'elis. A number of places can say that who adin, if the one is a friend of yours, a good friend of yours, that would be like a relative, and also his ta'elis would override others. The Chavetz Chaim also says that if, and this is very super, super negaya, Chavetz Chaim says, and I'll read the Lashon, that if you're not just going over and telling the Lashon Hara, you're not just mixing in, you are actually asked about this information. He says, Dafka Leilich Ma'atzmai Legalis, he's talking about the Chassan over there and the partnerships, to go yourself, it's usher to say this Lashon Hara. Avon hu dayish menu es matzavai. The person is coming to ask you, you know, what do you think about this? Vuhu maven, and you know, Shaka Venasi, the rights of Lashtat of Yimei Binyin Ma, you know, this guy who's coming to ask you, he's planning on entering this partnership. Efsher, could be. The Kivin, the Gilulay, Ashut of Dainty Affairs, he came over to you, and he's telling you, I'm concerned here. Could you tell me if this is a problem? Mutter Legalisle. It's mutter. So, you know, it could be you need like some type of combination. I'm not sure if it's just the fact that he's asking you or the fact that he's also demonstrating that's a big problem. So then you don't have a isser. We don't say anymore that the two benefits cancel out with each other because this person is in front of you and he came and is asking for your help. So you have to be miskasha with his ta'alus more than the other person's ta'alus. So in all these cases, you have these, you know, it's much easier to have a heter because you don't need, you're not being mazik the person. You just stam lashon hara. And therefore, you really have a ta'alus. You just have a technical problem that the two ta'alus cancels out. So we have all these aterim that you know, make that the ta'alus, the different ta'aluses do not cancel out. And the other major heter, according to many paiskim, in this middle case, you know, where it's just minyas revach, is that if it's not a divrei gnai at all, just saying that the restaurant is crowded or the chassan is this type of personality, so then it's tamzay not lashon hara because you're not being mafsin him. You don't need a ta'alus b'chal. In a chanami, maybe the ta'alus is canceled out, but you don't need a ta'alus because it's not lashon hara. It's not divrei gnai, and you're also not being mazik anyone. So we mutter. So that's what comes out. That any time you want to say lashon hara about someone, you have to you know, first figure out what is the person doing wrong. The person he's saying lashon hara, is he doing something wrong, or you stam it's ta'alus? And then you have to also figure out what is the impact of the person you're talking to. Is it hezek or just minas ravach, or is it no impact?